That's all right. That's all right, mama.
Rosie, my son Romy, my wife Jennifer here. The team of Rosie on the House with the technical assistance of Michael Riesch. Bringing you the answers you're looking for in questions involving projects around your house, home, castle, or cabin. The number is 1-888-767-4348. It's open lined. We're talking a little bit about what we found at the hardware show. We've got Michelle on the phone. Wants to talk about tools for grandma.
Right before you go to her.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The phone's lit up right after you talked about that bionic, or what is it, robotic vacuum cleaner.
Yes.
And I had three people right in a row say how much they love theirs. The words were like awesome, magnificent, life-changing.
Wow.
And it was Jackie, Daniel, and Diane all just loved theirs. But they said it didn't sound like there was much carpet involved. Hardwood floors, tile floors. They leave them running all day. They all have pets. It cleans all that up. And they do have to into them once a day.
I bet they do.
So I just thought that was, you really struck a chord. Who knew?
But it's, I guess it's worth the simple operation of emptying that once a day for the fact of constantly having your pet hair picked up forever. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. Well, okay. Hey, go to Michelle.
All right. Let's bring Michelle into the conversation, our Mother's Day edition of Rosie on the House. Good morning, Michelle. How can we help you?
Yeah. I am a mom and a grandma, but of course, empty nesters. No one lives at home anymore for a couple of years. And I recently purchased another bike last Sunday after church. And I was wondering if you recommend that women have their own sets of tools. Because I had an issue with my husband works a lot, and he has his own tools, and then I had a really hard seat on the bike, and it felt like I rode a horse for a couple days straight, and I couldn't ride the bike, so I went to recently purchase a new seat, but I had to get the pipe off the old seat to put it on the new seat, and I had no wrenches, so see.
Like, does your husband lock down the toolbox?
No, he keeps it at his work.
Oh, so, okay. All right.
I don't have any of my own tools. See, I just discovered here I'm 53 years old and I have nothing. And I just wondered if you recommend like what we should have as moms, perhaps, you know?
Well, I found one thing, Michelle, that I just loved at the hardware show. And it's a loggerhead tool, and it's called a bionic wrench. And so if
I'm
you can picture a wrench, it's circular, and you set it over your nut and then it self-adjusts, and so it you just start cranking and it bends down to that size. So I could do that. I feel like I could really do something significant with that tool, that one tool. So Romy's looking it up, I think, but that's the bionic wrench.
No, we're looking up something else. You had the bionic wrench.
Yeah, and it's American made, so I love that one.
All right. No, there was someone that tried that one. It was interested in a sponsorship of our show a couple of years ago called Tomboy Tools, which was a woman that invented tools specifically designed for a woman. Do they still have an active website? Or are they still up?
They do, but it's projecthome.us. Yeah, Project Home. That's strange. But it is Tomboy Tools. When you go there, it's the logo's the same. It's very strange.
Just
projecthome.us.
Just Google Tomboy Tools.
T-O-M-B-O-Y, Tomboy. And they're designed for a woman's hand. They're a little bit, and they're all pink.
And they're all pink. So your husband would be too embarrassed to borrow them.
There you go. You wouldn't have to worry about that.
Misplace them, you know. So
I looked up the bionic wrench. You can find that at loggerheadtools.com. They're under $30. They come in different sizes. But they are a handy little tool. I have to order myself one.
That's the one that caught your eye out there, huh? All right.
But, yeah, every home should have a wrench, a tape measure. You wouldn't believe how many different inventions they're adding onto the tape measure. I have, I think, five different tape measures that all had some feature on it. And I want to get like all five of them together and say, why don't you guys just
come together
and put all these in one. But there's one that had graphite underneath the tape. So when you hooked your tape measure and you get out to your measurement where you want to, let's say you're measuring out 10 feet, 8 inches and 3/4. When you get there, you just take the tape measure and it's got the graphite underneath is your pencil.
Oh.
So you just move it up and down, and it makes your
mark. There's your mark.
Is that?
I like it.
Brilliant.
I like it.
There was a...
I was happy when DeWalt came out with just the big numbers, and I didn't have to wear my readers every time I tried to get down to, you know, the nearest quarter, eighth of an inch. It's just the bright glow tape mm-hmm. with the big numbers. That made me feel young again.
There was a young man out of Canada who had taken the tape measure and marked it out for a framer. So you didn't have to, on your time, you didn't have to worry about calculating your measurements if you were laying out whether a 24 or a 16-foot on center wall. The markings were right on the tape measure, so you stretch it out, and if you're going 16, you just follow the 16 pattern, which was one color. If you're going 24, the 24 is right there, and you can mark both sides of your stud.
Color-coded. All right. Very good.
And then there was a third one. There's a magnet on the end of it, so if you were doing metal work, you know, you could stick it to something and pull it so you wouldn't have to, instead of a hook. And then there was a third one. I just thought, man, or a fourth one. And I can't recall off the top of my head. Like I said, there's so much, it's hard to retain it all. But I just thought, man, if we could just get all these guys together and make one super
tape measure. Let's go to the hardware show next year with our own invention for a tape measure. The longest you can stretch a tape measure out, 1 inch wide tape measure, is about 13 feet. I mean, we need to make a tape measure that stretches out a full 20 feet before it breaks and bends.
Okay. So all right, we'll work on that.
That's what we got to do, a stiffer tape measure. More from the Hardware Show, more from your house at 1-888-767-4348 with Rosie on the house.
Keep Rosie on the House, the number one referral directory in the state, by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.